I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Sweet, sweet prince.
Our sweet little prince, we made a song for you. It's Dior's last day, and we decided we would make a song on the spot. Over to you, Jack.
We made a song for you. It's pretty impromptu. Dior, working with you has never been a bore. I'm gonna miss you a lot, even though you're a little grot. And I pick and flick you like some snot. And you know that you are a thought.
Yes.
But you know that you're hot to trot.
Yes. And Dior loves a bong. And we're going to send him out like a gong. And he's going to travel down to Wollongong.
You've said gong twice. You've gonged it twice.
Gong.
You could have said song.
Or and wait,
that's exactly.
Wait,
I was waiting for her to say song.
I've got a good one.
All right.
Gong. Like, gong, he's gong, but he's going.
Well, don't make
gong.
A lot of Dior leaving. Don't make a joke of it.
Gong.
It's disrespectful.
Gong.
You're being disrespectful, Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
David.
Sorry, David.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. David. Ew.
David.
How you feeling, buddy?
It's sad, but to be honest, that song kind of made me feel better because it reminded me exactly why I was leaving, so it's not too bad.
So you don't want that as your ringtone?
You sure?
That'll be my new theme song. Oh, yeah, maybe. I'll cut it up. I'll get some producing behind it and I'll release it.
I'd just put the gong part in if I was you.
Yeah, well, that's the best part of the song.
Yeah, I agree.
Every Dave, time I get a text, just gong.
Seeing as it is your farewell from us, you should tell us 30 things each that you love about us.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Jack.
Because it is his farewell.
Yeah, so go.
30 each.
All right. Okay, we're going to start. Maybe I'll do one each. So firstly for Jarch.
Make it 50.
Yeah. Okay, starting off with Jarch. I'm never shocked by what you're wearing. It's always like, you know, you're very consistent in your outfits.
Yeah, he's very good.
Thank you.
Lulu, there's always just something new.
Yep.
That's and I'm not talking outfits, just, you know, you never know what you're getting with Lou. Quite the opposite, I would say. Back to Jarch.
Yep.
You have one of the most voluptuous hat collections I've ever seen.
He's very good.
That's clothing related. We're starting two clothing related.
Yep. Lulu, you have a sauna.
He's good.
It's a good compliment.
You got 27 up your sleeve? 27 more?
Yeah. We're going to keep going. Maybe I'll speed through these ones.
He's done two.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry. Maths is not my strong point.
No, nothing is your strong point.
Oh, okay.
Jarch, you sit in that chair so nicely.
He's good.
I really appreciate
it. He's very good.
Lulu, you're singing. Jarch.
You know where Dior's going?
Yeah.
His new job is called the Compliment House. and they just sit around in a group and just give each other compliments.
That's so. My new podcast I'm starting, The Compliment House.
So sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
It's called The Compliment House.
As you can see, the prep is going great.
It's very good. Yeah. My favourite was when you said, Lou's got a sauna. Because it's a great fact and it's very kind truth.
You are so good at what you do in terms of complimenting that the Compliment House podcast is the perfect.
They should be very lucky to have you, Dave.
They should be very lucky.
Wow, so you guys are actually pretty good at that. Maybe we can get you on as a guest.
We're very good at compliments. Are we cooking
with a bit of gas?
We're very good at compliments.
Deal, how are you feeling about the whole move, brother?
It's weird. I've been in this studio around these tracks. Well, not this studio, but with the boys, with you guys for, I mean, since you've started. Not
how long were you with the boys?
Almost 4 years.
So you've been, and then how long are you with us? A year?
Yeah, just over a year.
So you've been with the boys 5 years?
No, four.
Oh, sorry.
Like the number I just said.
I thought you meant 4 years with the boys and a year with us. Everyone, back the fuck up.
Don't attack Dave.
I'm attacking you.
No, you were looking at him. You said everyone. You looked directly at Dior's eyes.
Sorry, Dior. I just meant Jake.
Yeah, again. Now you know why I'm leaving. It's been like this is the only full-time job I've had. I was working at a pub before this and a bar. It's weird. I'm gonna wake up on Monday morning and have to go somewhere else and
that is weird.
See other people. Weird. It's gonna be sad. And we had a nice little farewell last week, and but it's not goodbye forever.
No, we'll see you around. And we would just like to say from the bottom of our hearts, we've had so much fun working with you. We really have.
No.
Okay, Judge. Just
I do love him.
It's okay. You don't need to. You're right.
Sorry, I'm just showing emotion.
Yeah.
I love you, Dior, and I'm going to miss you a lot.
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys too. Honestly, it's so much fun. Like, I can come here and be a bit, sad or hungover or just.
And we all have fun, don't we?
And it always brings me up being with you guys.
Dior's been very good at editing the podcast and making videos, and we're very thankful. Excuse me, I'm speaking. We're very thankful for Dior and everything that he does for the podcast. He's a very clever little senorita.
I just want to dial back to something I think Dior just said.
What?
He said, I can come in here hungover and. Feeling like shit, and he goes, and I'll even have a bit of a laugh, even with you guys.
That's not what I meant.
He's a very good kid. He's a good kid.
Dior, would you mind coming over and sitting next to Sweet Lulu?
Oh, I can do my best.
Come on, wriggle on in with the big dog LDD, would you? Get that fat ass in here.
Now, don't get too handsy like you always do.
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself. Keep your little grubby hands to yourself.
Now, we've got you some little presents, haven't we? No, because you're a good boy, aren't you?
You guys are very nice, aren't you? You guys are so nice to me, aren't you?
Yeah, there's one.
What is this? Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Chalky milk.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite. Ooh, clear chalky milk.
Tequila.
Now, that's very naughty.
Yummy.
Now,
oh, my God. You guys are too good to me.
Now, there's another one.
What is this? G3.
This is my favourite.
This is my favourite too.
Just be careful with it.
Careful.
Open it up. Yeah, like that. Break. Like that.
Yep. It's got some, what would you call that? Polystyrene?
Yeah. I guess so. Oh, fuck off.
It's a Gatorade bomb.
Oh my God. Oh.
We know that Dior is partial to the Yanni for medicinal purposes because he's got glaucoma.
Yeah, because I have to deal with you, cunt. So
correct.
Fair enough.
So we thought,
oh
my
God.
I just thought that was perfect.
Oh, dude, you don't know how dirty the one I have at home is.
There you go. And look, there's your little bong thing.
I know, my little bong thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and there's. Oh my God. And these are hard to get these days.
They are.
Yeah.
And for your new little.
To light your bomb.
Look at that motherfucker.
My God.
Look at that.
Hey, guys. Imagine if we had an HR and we were giving these gifts.
Look at this.
No, Jack. Stop. Judge, don't light in the studio, you idiot. Look, now it's on fire.
Sorry.
It actually is on fire, you fucking idiot. Everyone, stop with the fire gun.
How cool is that?
That's sick, dude.
Look at the flame. Light it.
No,
oh, my God.
Cool as that, dude.
Some fuckers down with this shit.
Alley-oop.
Oh my God. Thank you, guys. This is fucking unbelievable.
No problem.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but seriously, imagine if we had an HR and we were giving bongs out as a leaving gift.
Dude, this is so unreal. And you know what I think I'm most impressed about and grateful for? That, like, you thought of this in advance, which is more than I've done for my whole leaving thing. Like, I'm going to shout out to my beautiful partner whose birthday it is tomorrow, and I still haven't got her a present.
Give her the bong.
Well, we'll go to Brisbane together. Yeah, I'll give her the bong. She'll love that.
She'll love it.
Yeah, it's pink as well, so, it's pink. But no, thank you guys so much.
We love awesome. You.
It's our pleasure.
And now every time that I use any of these things, I'm going to be thinking of you guys.
I hope so.
We yeah. hope so. You yeah. rip a big fat bong and you think
next
about
time you just drive on one, just be like, Dutch and Lou.
Dutch and Lou.
Love you, Dior.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to miss you so much.
I know we're going to miss you. But we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, we'll
it's
see you guys
It's been a long time without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Oh,
again.
Man.
And what are you doing this weekend, you little cheeky cherub?
I don't know.
You've got nothing on.
No.
That's a first for you.
But I'm over it.
Do you think I'm fucking over it? I'm trying to. Well, I am. I'm easing up on the grogs, but I'm going to Melbourne. We're going to a nice French restaurant.
Who?
Well, 10-day date lives there.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
I'm allowed to travel interstate.
Oh, my God. Oh. This is getting serious.
Louisa.
Shit. This is getting really serious.
No, well, Judge.
Interstate.
Interstate.
And have you guys kissed yet?
Once.
Any premarital coitus?
It would be inappropriate.
Thank you. That is illegal.
Yes, I'm going to a fancy French restaurant in...
I'm setting up.
Paran? Paran? How do you pronounce it?
Never known how to pronounce that.
Neither.
It's spelled P-R-A-H-A-N, Prahan.
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 Is that where 10-day dates lives?
Nah, different suburb.
What's his address, full address?
It's 33 10-day date Ave.
That is so coincidental.
It is, isn't it?
It's scarily coincidental.
I thought the exact same thing, actually.
And so you're going for a bit of dinner, nice couple of snails.
Chill night, though.
Chill night.
And then we're going to do a panic room or like a smash room.
A what?
You know, the.
You're going to be in an escape room, Lou?
Escape room?
Every room that people are in with you, Lou, is an escape room.
It becomes an escape room. Cunts are trying to figure out fucking clues on how to get the fuck out. I think you need to put the key there up. We've solved another one. Only 30 minutes left with this fucking serial killer.
Yeah. Panic rooms are the ones where you're trying to get out of.
No, an escape room.
Well, some of them are called panic rooms.
No, they wouldn't be called panic rooms.
Okay,
sorry,
fine.
I completely fucked the thing, Dior.
Fine, panic room. Sorry, escape room. And then, or a smash room.
Where you just smash it up.
Yeah.
You got some internal.
Yeah, you got like a baseball bat and you just go, yeah.
Dude, they look so fucking fun.
I'm so excited. I'm just going to really take my anger out. Not that I, to be honest, have anything to be angry about.
You sexually frustrated?
Nope.
Wow.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Okay, guys. Well, turns out Lou's going to get some. Thank you, dokie. Fucking
Judge.
Hell. You don't need to tell the bedmaster about your sex life, man. Keep something's private.
You've insinuated.
Look. Don't be using big words, buddy. Buddy, what are we doing?
Don't treat me like a dumbass.
Don't. Be using big words like insinuated.
But you did insinuate.
No, I incinerated. It's incinerate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's the gurgler.
No, incinerate.
The thing that you put your vegetables down in the sink. The gurgler. That's what Franco calls it.
That's what Tendo Date calls you. No, you were right with it. I'm so sorry, you sweet thing.
But that's also
oh my
not
God,
what
you just look so sad.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you.
That's not what an incinerator is.
No, correct. You are wrong about that. You were right with insinuate. Incinerate, you were wrong.
But you know, incinerator. What do they call the ones that you put the shit down?
Is that called an incinerator?
Incinerator, bam.
Yeah. Is it?
And I think Franco so. Used to call it the gurgler. So he'd be like, make sure you. He was like, make sure you put that down the gurgler, Lou. Yeah, I know what I'm doing around the kitchen, Franco. Fuck off.
Oh,
sorry, Dad.
Far out.
Sorry.
I'd never speak to my beautiful parents like that.
It's a lie.
Love you, Milo and Janelle.
I've heard you talk so much shit to your parents on the phone.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me from Mrs. Chook's garden.
That's what Mum always used to say. Beg your pardon? Mrs. Cooper's Chooks are in your garden? Well, it doesn't make any sense. And if it doesn't...
it rhymes. And you know what they say about rhymes, Judge?
Please, enlighten
me. They always say, and if you can't rhyme, and you... Of the...
Okay.
Rhyme...
Yeah, you got it. No, you got it, buddy.
And
yep.
There we rhyme
go.
To...
There she is.
End.
Wow. Now, who's very clever?
Me!
Who's a very clever little senorita?
Me.
You are.
Gold star.
So, you're going out for a big flash dinner. you're going to an escape room or a bashy room.
Yeah. And then just some nice hot girl laps, chilling. Hopefully the weather's nice in Melbourne.
Won't be.
Could be. No, I disagree. I've been there on a few hot days.
Yeah.
We walked around a beautiful park. Is it Albert Park?
No idea, mate.
Yep, Dior's nodding his head.
Yep.
Looks like Centennial times 10.
Really?
Like nicer.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a nice wholesome weekend.
Well, I'm doing 2/5 of fuck
well,
all.
Well, you just say that now and then you go, is that a nice bottle of whiskey that daddy can smell? Yeah. Is that the Rojo's doors open at 10 a.m. on a Saturday?
Yeah, we're cooking.
Daddy's going in for a sniff and a slap.
I'd love to know who daddy is.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You didn't make it clear.
I'm so sorry. Your daddy, by the way.
Correct. Correct.
And you going to have a nice cappuccino?
Just down at the Rojo for a nice schnitzel and a cappuccino.
You know, I've asked my our new management for that video of me doing the TV cross.
Like oh, can you get it?
Well, they just seem to ignore every time I ask.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, just push them.
I'm going to. We need it. The bedwetters need to see that content. Stop flicking your little cowboy boots at me.
Sorry.
Well, have you got some characters for me? You'd just like to keep talking, would you? Josh has gone to sleep. Oh, you'll giggle at this. Lily and I went for a walk the other day. This is how much I'm like a child. She had her dog and she was like talking
love
to another.
Harry.
Yeah, she was like talking to another couple who had like a dog. Oh, okay, get your phone out. Yeah, no, cool. It's all good.
I was prepping for character.
You want to scroll on TikTok or you want to, oh, sorry, you want to watch some reels? Yeah, all good. I'll just go fuck myself. We done now, Dior? Awesome. Cool.
Sorry, my sweet, sweet little angel.
I hate this workplace. I'm kidding. Anyway, doth continue, Louisa.
Please.
And she was talking to this like couple who had like a greyhound about, you know, how old are they? And all dog chat. And yeah. I was just like, honestly, like I was like a 3-year-old toddler. I was like standing around, just like wandering, like looking
trying
up
to
at
catch
the
a
sky.
Butterfly.
Like I'd walk in and see if my coffee was ready, and then I'd like flick my feet, and then I'd like sit on the curb, and then I'd just be like,
did you twist your hair and be like, can we start talking about me now?
And then I'd go over and stand for a bit, and then I'd be like. Nothing I know here. Caring about your dogs. And then Lily would just like look over and kind of like watch me from afar.
You are a fucking child. You could have just joined in the conversation.
And say what? Hey, nice greyhound. How fast does it go?
Yeah.
They would have been like.
Or be like, oh, I used to have a little fucking fat fuck. He's dead now.
They were talking about like some like food that's really good for them. Like how am I meant to join in on that? Oh, I love food too, guys.
You do.
One time I ate a vanilla slice and it was delicious. Yeah, our dogs don't eat that, Lou. Shut your fucking mouth, would you?
So you can't talk about anything that doesn't pertain to yourself?
That's not what I'm saying, Jack. It was one of those moments where it would have been weird. Yeah, you hook, line and sinker, you got me. You're reeling me in like
a big
old tuna.
They're literally like, yeah, this is my greyhound. You're like, oh, I used to not have a greyhound. Hi, Louisa Dalton. I'm going to make this all about me. So I basically do a podcast and TikTok reels. I've never done one about a greyhound. Maybe this will give me inspo. I'm like an influencer. Yeah.
You're so mean to me. You're lucky I've got tough skin. Thick skin.
You have tremendous skin.
Thank you.
Just know that.
Nice and soft.
Now, speaking of skin, it's not a segue at all. Should we do some characters?
Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're a serial killer.
Oh.
That kills in the 19th, like a Jack the Ripper style.
Okay.
Mid 19th century. That's the 1800s.
Thank you.
That's okay. It's fine. I got you.
Thank you for that.
And you've just been apprehended by the police and they've found all your skin suits in your cupboard.
No. I just like to dress up and go for walks around the city at night time. It doesn't mean that I've been doing anything with this human skin. It could be I could have made it myself. It
literally does.
Ma'am, no, sir, we're going to have to take you into the county to arrest you. But the skin is from not humans.
It's not convincing, is it?
No.
You're not a very convincing liar as a serial killer.
Well, sometimes they're not. It's just they don't get caught. They're just sneaky. You know?
How do you know?
How do you know, kid?
Good question, kid. You're a hell of a kid. Let's see what I've written down. Because Papa did these with a couple of whiskeys.
Great. You probably had Eddie and Burmo's help with them, which makes it even worse.
Well, I've spelt environmental wrong. It's got a big red online. I've spelled it environmental.
Perfect.
You're an environmental warrior trying to convince the corporate bigwig to go green.
Okay. Hey, welcome to my seminar. I'd just like to say thanks for coming, guys. Now, if we can do one thing as a planet and for this business, it's to go green. Now, think of the turtles. Think of the reusable cups. See this? Throw it into the compost and it'll help the environment. Now, if you want to be seen as a big wig who's changing their lifestyle and means, you've got to get around, go green.
No, fuck that. It costs too much.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Sir Edward. It does not cost much. See this compostable cup? Compostable.
You're okay. You're fine. You're fine. Breathe.
See this cup? You think that this costs more than your standard coffee cup to buy? This one costs less and it can go in the dirt.
Fuck off, you hippie.
Hey, let's not yell names, Sir Edward. Because if I could just suggest that you...
You'd annoy them into fucking buying it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, fuck, fine.
And now, to finish off my presentation, I've got a dance for you.
Yeah, you do. No. Yeah, you do. You do. You've got a green dance. You've got an interpret... You got a... What are those dances called?
Interpretive dance. Yeah.
Of being... Of a business going green. This is your interpretive dance of businesses going green. So start. Hold on. You did it to yourself. Okay. And what's this part? You are a fucking idiot. You are a fucking...
Did I sell you, Sir Edward, with my dance?
You are a fucking idiot. I love you. You're a dickhead.
You're a good kid.
You're a hell of a kid. Oh, I just like seeing it.
I've done a few dances.
I love watching your brain work and then just seeing where this
goes.
That was good. Love that dance. You're a prostitute in the Wild West.
No, I'm not.
Trying to convince a customer not to have sex because you're just over it. You've had too many cowboys through.
Think about a Wild West lady.
Oh, I've had enough tonight, sir. Can we just put this on pause for tonight? And could you come back tomorrow? Because mommy is tired. I'll do your business tomorrow night. I don't think that was too bad.
Put this on pause.
I thought it was quite good.
I don't think I want to put this on pause right now.
Excuse me.
I got needs, lady, and I need my needs to be fulfilled.
Well, you can do your needs yourself because...
I can't. I just been shot through this right hand and my left hand gone because I lost it mining up there in the ridges and the mountains.
Well, you're going to have to improvise. Go and find someone else who will pleasure you, and I'll be around tomorrow. The door's open at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
I don't think I can wait till then, Miss Lady. I do need to have some urges that need to be fulfilled.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I cannot help you tonight because I am tired and I want to go home and just relax on the couch with a nice glass of bourbon.
You make a tremendous Wild West hooker. I've always said that. Don't discredit yourself.
Thank you.
You would have been a tremendous prostitute in the Wild West.
Thanks.
But we've always said that, haven't we, Dior?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Top three jobs for Lou, like, you know, backup singer for Justin Bieber, Wild West sex worker, and that's the top three.
Thanks, guys.
Those are the top two.
Thank you.
Well, it's a compliment.
Thanks.
It's a compliment.
Jack.
You're AI. You're Al.
Okay, I'm Al.
And someone's just typed in, best way to break up with a girl because she got a bad haircut. Now you need to give the artificial intelligence best way.
You can call me Al. Hey, I'm Al.
Yeah.
I'm your AI friend. Yeah. So you'd like to break up with your girlfriend because she got a shit haircut. Totally fine. Let me type this out for you. Hey, bitch.
Thought I could start.
Hey, bitch / baby girl / my love lady. I am so sorry, but something's come up and I am going to have to move to America for the rest of my life and I don't like your haircut and we are done. Love you. Mwah. Ciao, ciao from Bruce. Thanks for using Al. You can call me Al. You can call me Al.
I'll tell you what. The start, the bookmarked, the front and back of that.
Good.
Red hot.
I agree.
A chewy bit in the middle.
Not quite.
Very confusing. Hey, bitch /
baby girl.
Baby girl /
people like rough nicknames sometimes.
You then said you're moving to America to make up a lie to cover the fact she got a bad haircut. Then the next sentence, you also tell her that she has a shit haircut. So you defeat the purpose of the lie because you're not.
Well, it's kind of like the lie. It's like the truth is like warped in with the lie. Like it could have been you've got a shit haircut in brackets, which means it's not like really part of the sentence.
But she's reading it.
But it's like in brackets. So it's like kind of not there.
Don't know if you get brackets.
Because it's kind of hidden.
Well, it's not hidden. It's,
you know, it's kind of like, it's like a little, sort of like a little invisible bubble. So I could say, have a great day, Jack. Brackets, not dumbass, bracket.
Did you think when you were getting changed in front of the tradies, you had brackets around you or you knew you were getting naked in front of a 34 men?
I was allowed to get nude in my own bedroom.
I agree. But did you think you had brackets around you? Made you invisible? Through the window?
Well, the tree was covering me, so yes.
Like Eve from Adam and Eve.
The tree was covering me. They just saw breasts in between the leaves.
No, they didn't. No, buddy, they didn't.
Wake up. Go to sleep. Wake up. We're doing a podcast.
Okay, let's go.
Josh and Lou, I wanted to spin a bit of a yarn that has to do with Lou's TV cross recently.
Oh, yeah.
So I was coming back into my apartment and I was struggling, had a bunch of groceries, and a fellow that lives in my building offered to help me carry them in. And I said, yeah, thank you, that'd be awesome. And we get to chatting, he's just moved into the building, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, he's like, oh, I've only been in Australia for a couple of years. I'm like, oh, where are you from? And he goes, oh, you know, probably one of the most controversial countries in the world, Afghanistan. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And my next question was, oh, well, do you go there on holiday a lot? Like, did your family go back there? And he went, no, it's not quite the place you want to go for a holiday. So, Lou, I thought I'd appreciate that. I know I might go in over 45 seconds, but... There's a yarn for you.
That's a good yarn.
It was worth it.
That's a good yarn.
Worth over the 45, yeah. Lulu mucked up on that TV cross.
She's made the fatal mistake of Lulu, and that's fine.
That's okay. So sorry. So sorry to everyone.
It's okay.
So sorry I exist.
That's a great bit. That's a great hotline.
She had a wonderful voice, didn't she?
She did, actually.
She was definitely off speakerphone.
Correct.
Hey, lads. I hope this is the right number, because I am from New Zealand, so that would be fine if it's not. So I've been listening to the potty for a while now, and I've slowly been making my way through all the episodes. And there was an episode where you guys said that Lou would be a groomsman at Jarch's wedding and Jarch would be a bridesmaid at Lou's wedding. So I'm here to hold you to that, because now that Daddy's engaged, Jarch's daddy, by the way.
Correct.
Also, congrats, Jarchy. You and Steph are very cute and in love, aren't you?
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I would do anything to see Lulu standing up at the altar in a tux that is at least 3 sizes too big, nay, big enough to fit 8-year-old Lou. The shoes have to be a little big as well, and I just want to see her standing up there, all serious, hands clasped in front of her, with all the other groomsmen who are at least half a foot taller than her, and giving Jarch some sort of like pep talk before Steph walks down the aisle or something. It would be so funny, and it needs to be documented, and it needs to happen. Okay. Keep pissing. Love you guys. Ciao, ciao.
I can literally picture me in this giant tuxedo.
Wearing a parachute.
Yeah, like, shoes like size like 13 men's and just trying to like stand this
and try to be serious.
Yeah, just like crying as Steph walked like down the aisle.
With your hands crossed in front of you.
I'm just like
you go, you give the rings and you go like hand over the rings with your big shoes and your dumb big suit. That's actually would be fucking hilarious.
You could be one. Will you come to my hens?
I got indigestion.
Will you come to my hens?
You wouldn't want me there.
Why?
You wouldn't want me at your hens, darling.
Well, I do. I'm going to have boys at mine.
Are you?
Yeah, I've got quite a few close guy mates.
Well, I suppose, like, in 50 years, times will have changed.
That's very mean, Jack. Take it back.
I'll take it back. You're a catch.
And?
I don't.
And?
You'll be married within the year to 10-day dates. You asked for it.
I'll take it.
Okay,
no, mama. No.
Mama.
No.
Okay, sorry. 3, 2, 1. See what we got.
G'day, your Rose Bay rampant rooting senoritas.
Very good.
We've had this.
We'll be here.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't.
Just got a quick couple of comparisons for you. No, Lulu always says she's really good at things. That's like saying that Jarch has a chin like Chris Hemsworth.
Correct.
Or, correct. You know, Tobler is an idiot.
That's or a compliment.
Dior is an asshole and does not have an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And it's like saying that I'm a 3'3" Greek nonna who lives in the Cayman Islands and only makes nunchucks on Tuesdays. It just doesn't work. So, Lulu, pull your head in, pull your head out, and piss on and piss off.
It's very good.
I really liked that.
It was very creative.
That was pisser.
He was driving, though, so 2 points down. Well, 2 points less to Gryffindor.
The sad thing is I nearly did that.
We're in each other's brains.
Oh, my God. She's rubbing up on me. Now, that was very
I'm rubbing up on you?
Off. Rubbing off.
Just imagine me, like, grinding on you.
No, no, no. I've seen you grind savage from 3 metres away. I think if you grinded up on me, I'd be pretty safe.
I can grind.
Wait.
Stop.
Show me on Dior for his last day.
No, I'm not going to grind. All right, get up, Dior.
Do it. Oh, this is unbelievable. This is unreal stuff. Yes, please. Please, show. Oh, my God. Fare thee well, sweet prince.
Where's HR when you need them?
Fare thee well, sweet erect prince.
I'll add that to the filings in the court case I'm bringing against all of you.
I really would if I were you.
Oh,
that
God.
That was tough to watch.
Oh, well, you see what Savage got a piece of now. Mummy.
He didn't get much.
All right, give me one more hotline, would you please? You very much aren't you?
There is, and I'm worried about this, but there might be a hotline from about 2 a.m. the morning after my farewell drinks.
Oh, 1:40?
It might be.
Let's have a crack. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's have a look.
You guys should really fucking have, like, a message that you play before you actually, like, so people know that it's actually your hotline. If you had a producer, then maybe they would do one for you, but clearly you don't have a good producer. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you had someone like Dior Dave, ow, but not actually Dior Dave, but, you know, maybe someone like that, you might actually fucking, you know, be a real podcast, but clearly... You know, you're not a real podcast. You barely get any listens. You guys suck. Jokes. Love you, Lulu. Fuck you, Jarchi. Keep singing, Lulu.
Yes.
Sing. I want the next podcast. I want 60 minutes of Lulu singing.
It's a great idea.
Love it.
I want Lou to do more coloring in books.
It's a great idea.
Do more coloring in books.
It's a great
more
idea.
More coloring in books, please, Lulu. Lulu, yep. You're the best. It should be I Mean Well with just Lulu. Fuck Jarchi.
I love you, Lulu. I've never met you, but you sound cool.
Yes. Love you, Lulu. Keep doing your thing, Lulu. Jarchi, throw out like 99.95% of your hats. You got too many hats, Jarch. Fuck off half your hats. Too many bell buckles, too many hats.
You're not from the country.
Get rid of it. Yeah, you're not, you're not really from the country, Jarch. You're really... This is someone who's from the eastern suburbs saying you're not from the country. Yeah, don't play this.
Don't play this. Oh, no.
That was probably one of the best.
I just remembered that as we were doing the hotline, and I couldn't remember what I said at all.
Well, so, Dior, it was relatively vitriolic.
Yeah, and that was, I was really nice on Lou there, and that was even before she grinded on me.
You want to know why?
Truth comes out when you're drunk, champion.
Drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts.
Dior hates you, Judge.
Dior, I know exactly what you've done. You just said we want a fucking 60-minute episode of Lou singing. Oh, what, you want to drop a little bomb after you fucking left, do you?
So the ratings go up.
I know what you're doing,
up.
Trying to stitch me up.
The ratings go up.
I can't believe how mean that was.
Hey, can we record the thing right now?
What for thing? The 60 minutes of singing?
No.
Hey.
We got time for that after this. The what's
message,
it called?
Message.
The message thing.
That was actually the perfect way for you to end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great one, Dior.
Yeah.
Do it. Can we record that now?
Yep, do it now and we'll put it in.
Okay. Hey, bedwetters, you have made it to the hotline. Woo, woo, hotline alert. Welcome, bedwetters for life. Jarchi, anything to say before the bedwetter leaves their voice note?
Find out if everything you love and times it by 20.
In wise words, love you, bedwetters. Please leave your voice note. Mwah. Perfect.
Righto. Hooroo.
Bye. Love you guys.
That's us. Hey, Dior. I love you so much.
Yeah, goodbye, Dior.
I love
we
you
love
guys.
You.
I'm sorry, Josh. I was lying on the call.
I love you so much, man. I'm going to miss you
we
so
much. We love you. We're going to miss you. Ciao, ciao, Dior.
Thank you to all the bedwetters for all the love. I'll
love you, Dior.
Here's to Dior.
Keep pissing forever. Mwah.
Rip a big billy for us, brother.
Will do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.